In this video, we are going to talk about the relationship between calling, recognition, and real local ministry. These three things belong together, but they are not the same thing. A person may sense a real calling from God. A person may receive meaningful recognition, but even then, local ministry still needs to take shape in a real and practical way. That is one of the central ideas of this course. Let's begin with calling. Calling often starts with burden, compassion, and awareness. You begin noticing people who are hurting. You feel drawn to pray with them, encourage them, or simply be present during difficult moments. You may sense God leading you toward people facing grief, loneliness, confusion, illness, crisis, or spiritual struggle. Sometimes that calling develops slowly through experience. Sometimes it becomes clearer because of what you have personally walked through. Many chaplains discover that God can use painful experiences to help them serve others with greater wisdom and compassion. A person who has experienced loss, recovery, fear, family strain, or spiritual struggle may become more able to stand beside others with understanding and care. But calling alone is not enough. A person can feel deeply called and still need training, structure, and discernment. That leads to recognition. Recognition matters because ministry should not exist only as a private feeling. Healthy ministry is strengthened when other believers, church leaders, mentors, and ministry pathways recognize faithfulness and readiness. Recognition does not create the calling, but it can help confirm and strengthen it. Recognition says this ministry direction is worth developing. This person should continue preparing. This person may be ready to take more defined form. That matters because chaplain ministry should not be built only on self-declaration. Recognition brings humility, accountability, and support. But even calling and recognition together do not automatically create a real local ministry. This is where many people get stuck. They feel called. They may even be recognized, but they have not yet formed a practical ministry expression. They are still waiting for ministry to somehow happen on its own. Real local ministry begins when chaplain service takes shape among actual people, in an actual setting, with actual rhythms of care. That means asking practical questions like, who am I serving? What kind of spiritual care am I offering? Where is this ministry rooted? Who provides oversight? What are the boundaries? What rhythms will keep this ministry healthy and sustainable? A real local ministry does not need to begin large, but it does need to become clear. For example, a chaplain may become connected to a local church and begin serving shut-ins, grieving families, hospital patients, or care facility residents. Or a chaplain may help form a soul center with a defined purpose of prayer, encouragement, spiritual care, and community support for a certain neighborhood or people group. In both situations, ministry becomes real when it moves from inward desire to outward practice. And this is important. Real ministry is not measured mainly by size or visibility. A healthy chaplain practice may begin quietly. It may start with only a few people, one clear area of service, and a simple pattern of faithful care. The goal is not to look impressive. The goal is to become faithful. Here is a simple way to think about it. Calling is the inward sense that God may be leading you. Recognition is the outward affirmation that this calling is worth shaping and supporting. Real local ministry is what happens when calling and recognition become organized, accountable service in real life. That is when a licensed chaplain practice begins to form. Now, here is an important warning. Do not confuse strong desire with finished readiness. Do not confuse recognition with automatic deployment, and do not assume that because you care deeply, structure is unnecessary. Healthy chaplain ministry grows through prayer, preparation, oversight, humility, and wise next steps. That may include clarifying your people group, defining your ministry role, connecting to church or soul center oversight, starting small, and building sustainable patterns of care. That is how chaplaincy becomes more than an idea. It becomes a lived ministry. And that is the heart of this course. We are not only talking about what a chaplain feels, we are talking about what a chaplain builds. A healthy chaplain practice grows from calling, is strengthened by recognition, and becomes visible through faithful local ministry.